Today is Sunday, February 7th, 2016, and this...
You know, we have our little commercials that says what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. However, you come to Vegas and you break the law, when you leave here, your record's going to go with you. You don't want to come here and come on vacation, leave on probation. That'll be your motto instead of what happens here stays here.
Is 500 by Midnight, the original Las Vegas podcast, show number 539.
Las Vegas. I hope that you're having an enjoyable stay here in Las Vegas, and also hope that you have been fortunate. I do wish that for you.
We're gonna give Daddy the Rain Man suite. You dig that? We're going to Vegas, Mike.
Vegas! You think we can stay by midnight?
Money, we're gonna be up 500 by midnight.
Yeah, Vegas!
Vegas, baby, Vegas!
Las Vegas.
Hello, everybody. This is Tim.
And this is Michelle.
Welcome to 500 by Midnight. How are you this lovely morning?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. Are you psyched for the Super Bowl?
I'm indifferent.
You're going to see the Minnesota... Oh, wait a minute. Never mind.
That's in an alternate universe, honey.
I know. All right. So we've got some fun Vegas-y stuff to talk about. I wanted to discuss a couple podcast events coming up before we get into our news.
Okay.
Last week, we announced... the new event, which is happening April 2nd at the D Las Vegas in the showroom, mm-hmm. I believe 2 p.m.-ish in the afternoon, as opposed to 2 p.m.-ish in the morning, which doesn't exist.
That'd be 2 a.m.
I know. That's why I said, I hate when people say p.m. in the afternoon, and I did it myself, so I was just correcting myself.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You're holding yourself to the same high standards as
I try to hold
other people.
I try to. So yeah, that's going to be happening. We're going to be doing our podcast. Our friends Vegas Tripping will be doing their podcast. Vegas Gang will be doing their podcast. Dr. Dave will be there entertaining and informing and dazzling us all. Perhaps he'll do some magic. I don't think he's really... Speaking of magicians,
mm-hmm.
let's just go off the rails right away.
Okay.
Could we have a musician? Could we have a magician who doesn't use playing cards for once? Why the playing cards for every fucking magician?
I don't know.
No, actually, I don't want an answer. I'm not asking because I don't care. I'm just saying, let's be the non-playing card magician.
I wonder if those are the building blocks. Like, that's what you start out with and you work up to the other stuff?
Fine, then cut it off. And before you get on stage, learn the other shit. Dump the cards. Be original. Because everybody uses cards. Even the good ones, like, you know, the guys who are super experienced are still using the fucking playing cards. Can we come up with a new shtick, please? Anyway, Dr. Dave's not going to be doing magic with playing cards. He's much too good for that. All right. so anyway, yeah, we're going to be doing our podcast. It's going to be a good time. And then, you know, I have a feeling that there might be some tomfoolery at the bar later. Actually, yeah. I have a phone call about that as well.
Okay.
So that's happening. And as we mentioned last week, there are room discounts available at Golden Gate and the D. Codes are available on the webpage at Vegas Tripping. And there's a link to that in last week's show notes, and I'll probably put it in this week's show notes, too. Now, the other announcement, this is something new. It is now official that we have dates for VIMF.
Yay.
Vegas Internet Mafia Family Picnic, for those of you who are not familiar, if you're a new listener. That is our October event, and that is the big one.
God damn it, why am I stressing out about this now? Like, my heart just started palpitating a little bit.
We're pros. We don't need to be worried. It's always so much fun. So we do same thing where we all do our podcasts as part of the main event. But then for this event, there are other things happening throughout the entire weekend.
That was my liver twitching.
That sounds more likely. So Vegas Internet Mafia Family Picnic is the full weekend event. We usually have an after party with a concert. We usually have we've had a Sigma Derby tournament the last couple of years. Sometimes we have a satin casino jacket. None of these events are confirmed.
We're just speculating based on what has occurred in the past.
Past events. Now, this year's events, usually there's some new things in the mix. Mm-hmm. We did bingo with some additional podcasts added to the mix for the bingo event, which was great.
It was fun.
So who knows what this year's will hold. But we do know the dates, October 14th through 16th. So those have been announced so that you can schedule your flights. You can take the time off work and be assured that that's when it is happening. As we have other details, they will be announced. So If let's say you just heard October 14th through 16th and remembered that your annoying sister has a wedding scheduled for October 15th, tough shit. We're not going to move the event because of your annoying sister. So there you go. As always, thanks to Chuck and Hunter for allowing us to be part of the fun. They do tons of planning on these events, and we always show up and make asses of ourselves and have a good time, and they let us be part of it, and we're endlessly grateful for that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So with that, let's jump into some news. We've got some good stuff this week. There are several updates on the sports book front this week, just in time for today's Super Bowl, and I think that is why they were timed as such.
Oh, you think?
It's kind of a big deal in Las Vegas in the sports book world.
Mm-hmm.
Super Bowl. They accept a few bets for this event, just a few. So, if you are in Las Vegas for the Super Bowl or any time coming up, you can check out some new and revamped sports books. Cosmopolitan's new sports book opened. And it looks lovely.
I'm looking forward to seeing this.
I am too. I've seen several photos online and it looks very nice. They previously had a sports book on the second floor and it was not very impressive.
Or accessible, really.
Kind of hidden away, kind of small, not real welcoming. And now they have this nice new one on the first floor, on the casino floor where it belongs.
Convenient.
Yep. It's in the southeast corner of the casino floor. So near the strip.
Yeah.
And
they used to have that little betting window at Book and Stage, but that didn't really, I mean.
Yeah, that doesn't count. That was just there. It was like a minor convenience. And most of the time there was nobody working there.
It wasn't even staffed. Yeah.
Yeah. So they've put in a 24-hour square video poker bar as part of the sports book, which is great. And there's no word yet. I have not received a report on whether or not it has drink vouchers like Bond at Cosmo. Let's hope not. Let's hope that they've realized that's a bad idea and have not expanded it.
Don't be like MGM.
No, that's a general theme right now.
I can just see a little stick figure meme being posted on Facebook.
Oh,
MGM
God, no.
Does this. Don't be like MGM.
Let's not start that. I hate those things. The sportsbook at Cosmo is operated by CG Technologies. It used to be Cantor Gaming. They have a bunch of sportsbooks around the city. So for people who are curious who is running the show at these sportsbooks, that's who it is. It looks fantastic. It's a huge improvement. I'm excited to see it, even though I'm not a huge sports bettor. Just having the new video poker bar, I'm like, I'd probably play there. Especially if there's a Twins game on or something I'm interested in.
Mm-hmm.
Good place. It looks like they've got a lot of monitors.
Or a Wild game where I need to start drinking my cares away the way the team is performing now.
I know. So there you go. Well, there's another new sports book where you can do the same. It's at Casino Royale, of all places. We discussed this a little bit when it was announced, and it has opened. They also have a new bar as part of this. I think they're still doing some work in Casino Royale, but that this new part is open. So you can have a drink, watch the games. There's a betting counter, as all sports books have, and you can place your bets. This one is run by William Hill. They have a bunch of sports books around town too, although I think most of theirs are downtown. So people who are fans of William Hill sports books can now find a location conveniently mid-strip. So that's great. I look forward to seeing that as well.
Yeah. We walked through the Royale briefly in October, but maybe we should stick around and explore it a little more.
Get to know Casino Royale.
Mm-hmm.
Really take it all in. Maybe have a $2.75 hot dog from the food court or a Cinnabon. Or
both at the same time.
That's a bad idea. Enjoy a lovely dinner at Outback Steakhouse or Denny's.
Make sure you use the bathroom before you go.
There are some places where, you know, like I've talked about when I stayed at Wynn for like 5 nights and barely left the property for work. Casino Royale is not really the kind of place where you're going to stay there and never leave the property.
Right.
You're probably going to want to get out. But it's a fun place to visit.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy it. It's a fun little dump. So I look forward to seeing their sports book. Westgate has completed.
It's a fun little dump. I look forward to seeing their sports book. Please put that in quotes on the outside of the building.
That's going to be. That is the greatest testimonial that they could possibly use. Westgate's always impressive Superbook has been undergoing renovations for quite a while now, and they have announced the renovations are done. And I look forward to seeing this as well.
Yeah.
it's always been an impressive sports book. Mm-hmm. It's a monster. It's just a huge place. And
it's cool. You walk in and it's just impressive.
This is, yeah, it's like, this is what a sports book should be. It reminds me of the old Stardust sports book where you walk in and you just feel like, oh, this is sports heaven. This is where I want to place all my bets and hang out. And one of the problems with it is their monitors, their screens were very outdated, kind of faded, not the greatest technology. Now they've got all new big, bright screens, tons of them, so you can see whatever sporting event you're betting on. They also have a new sports bar. They have added private VIP boxes, so if you want to have some sort of like an event there or have a bunch of people and want to rent out one of their boxes, you can. I think they've changed the changed up the menu at the deli. They've got all kinds of stuff going on.
How much is it to rent a box?
I don't know what their box rental fee is. I'm sorry. But I don't think they've published that. I think it's one of those call for details. Hmm. Kind of like the like super nice cabanas at pool areas. You have to call.
Or girls direct to your room. You have to call.
Or that. Yeah. Sometimes it'll say, you know, 2 for $39. Well, that's just to get them in the hotel door. That's not going to get anything. So it's like that. I don't know how it's like that, but thanks for making that analogy.
You're welcome.
So if you're a sports bettor, you've got some fun new options in Las Vegas. Check those out. And as always, I want to give a plug for our friend Tommy, whose website, thevegasparlay.com, is a great source for all things Vegas sports betting and sports books.
He's got lots of pictures of the new renovated sports books.
Yeah, he's been there. I know he's been posting on Twitter, too.
Yeah.
I know he was checking them out yesterday. So
very cool.
In fact, I believe he was... I wasn't handling. He was going to have one of those $2.50 hot dogs at Casino Royale. So he was handling the cheap. No, never mind. Okay, so let's move along from
handling
sports
the
books.
Cheap meat.
Let's move on to something different. Downtown Grand. We haven't really talked too much in the last few weeks about Downtown Grand. They've come up a lot in the couple years since they've been open because they've had their ups and downs, more downs than ups, unfortunately. But it's a weird property because
they have a lot of potential, but they keep screwing it up.
Yeah, a lot of us like the place. It's a running theme whenever Downtown Grand comes up on the Facebook group or on this show. People are like, you know what? I stayed there. I had a great time. I really liked it. But man, there's
really
nobody,
nice.
Nobody in the casino. They're screwing up. They can't get anybody in there.
Yeah.
And then they've tried weird things. Mm-hmm. They've moved their tables into the back, and then that lasted like 2 weeks, and then they put them back on the floor, and they've limited table game hours and all this weird... unusual stuff that's not really, they're trying things, but they're not necessarily working to pump some life into that casino and to cut costs, obviously. Well, I have to take a deep breath there. We frequently talk on the show about the mountains of public relations bullshit that flows our way and is permeating the Las Vegas media and all that. And I received a press release this week from Downtown Grand that I think is the most ridiculous I've received in the time that we've been doing this show.
And we covered the park press release that last week. And
well, see, that's the thing. Most of the press releases that I roll my eyes at and mock are because they just lay on the hyperbole so thick. Mm-hmm. It's like they can't just say we've got a nice place for you to hang out. They have to say this is a game changer and all that crap.
Yeah.
This one was just kind of a different take though.
It's going to change your social space or something like that.
Yeah. This one was a press release that was hiding what it was about, which you don't see quite as often. So the title of it was Downtown Grand Continues to Evolve with Strong Performance. And I'm thinking, oh, maybe they're going to announce they've had some great casino numbers or something like that. It was a 5-paragraph press release. I'm going to break it down paragraph by paragraph. I'm not going to read the whole thing. I posted it on the Facebook group, and you're welcome to read it there. I'll link to it in the show notes. So the first paragraph was announcing Downtown Grand had a great year in 2015. I don't know why they had to wait a month to announce that, probably because that's not what this press release is really about, even though this is the first paragraph. 2015 was a great year. They had 90% occupancy in their hotel, and they've got a few popular restaurants. That's the gist of it. 90% occupancy is quite good. So
yeah.
If that's accurate, that's
considering
cool.
Considering their location. And
yeah. So number two, the pool was rebranded. That's the whole point of paragraph number two. Number three, we've tried some things. New signs, promotions, events. They're aimed at drawing more customers.
So we've tried some things. Have they succeeded?
Doesn't say. But according to the press release title, they're continuing to evolve with strong performance.
Okay.
Here's the interesting part. Here's the one I'll read to you. Paragraph number four. Seth Shore, chairman of Downtown Grand and owner of Fifth Street Gaming, introduced Jim Sims, the CEO of Downtown Grand, in June 2015 to oversee the resort destination and expand its gaming promotions and casino operations. Sims' goal was to advance the full casino resort experience while capitalizing on the recognized success of the hotel and dining offerings, including Triple George Grill and Pizza Rock. Working with Shore, Sims completed his one-year plan ahead of schedule and is now leaving Fifth Street Gaming and Downtown Grand. This is four paragraphs in, buried. The entire point of this press release is to announce...
Dude's moving on.
Their CEO either was fired or quit, but we can't say that because contractually that's how things work. And then the last paragraph was, 2016 is going to be another great year. I'm guessing he was shown the door for some reason, but who knows? Maybe he walked on his own. Either way, the reason that I'm just like, I get with the restaurants and stuff piling on hyperbole that this is the greatest. I kind of get that. That's
what, right. That's what the purpose of the press release is, to promote your property and make people want to promote it for you and draw people in, blah, blah, blah.
But this is just point out lying. Mm-hmm. We are going to issue a press release under the premise that it's about this, and then we're going to tuck in a thing at the end that he left because he achieved his goals early, which is pure shit. Maybe he did achieve his goals early, but if that happened, if you've got a guy that's that efficient, he doesn't walk away. You give him a nice pay bump and keep him around.
Holy now that shit. You said tuck, I'm envisioning him walking away using
Did I say
tuck.
The word tuck?
Yeah.
Oh, tuck into the press release?
Yeah.
The way your mind operates is frightening sometimes.
I know. Not that everyone is that visual.
So anyway, I'm making this press release that I posted on the Facebook group, the Facebook group post of the week as well, because it's so ridiculous. And nice job to Seth Shore. Seth Shore, friend of the show. We interviewed him several years ago.
We did.
Seth Shore, Downtown Grand, and Preferred Public Relations, their public relations firm. Congratulations on putting out the most bullshit press release of all time. I just had to share that with everybody. Mm-hmm. So anyway, if you're wondering, there's no CEO right now at Downtown Grand. They haven't announced a replacement. They've barely announced the old one left, but... Mm-hmm. So anyway.
I'm curious to see what the press release is like announcing the replacement.
That'll be paragraph one. We'll have that. It'll be big news. But then when he leaves 3 months later, they'll bury it again. The thing is, okay, so now I know how things work in business, that a lot of times you can't say we fired our CEO. It doesn't work that way.
Right.
Typically, the way that it works is you'll
have left to pursue other opportunities.
Thank you. You'll have that, and everybody knows what that means, and there's mm-hmm. a nod and a wink, and you're like, okay, I'll accept that. You're not going to air your dirty laundry publicly.
Right.
But for them to put this ridiculous spin on it is what makes it especially just...
head-shaking.
Stupid.
Yeah.
So anyway, I just wanted to share that with everybody. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that everybody is like, okay, we get it.
Did you also want to tie this into the Facebook post of the week?
Yes, I already mentioned that.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll link to it in the show notes. It's the Facebook post of the week because
I was too busy thinking about tucking.
So delicious. All right. And I hate it when people refer to things that aren't food as delicious, and I just did it.
Well, I do it all the time.
Do you?
Well, in my head.
All right. Let's talk about...
Because I'd like to save our marriage.
Let's talk about some entertainment news, shall we?
Sure.
There's a new residency, another term that's being crushed into the ground. By the way, if you're interested in nightclub stuff, which, you know, I feel like we should cover that somewhat, but I don't know how to do it justice. So mm-hmm. Hakkasan announced its DJ lineup for 2016, and I could sit here and read the names of 30 DJs, but...
No. No.
If you're interested in it, there's a post on the Facebook group. You can read it. It's in the comments, and it's related. The original post is related to another, quote, residency. I can't even remember where it is. I think it's at maybe one of the Wynn properties. That big boy from
Outkast. Yeah.
He has a residency. One date a month for the entire year. So, okay, he's a recurring performer. The residency, the definition of that is so weird right now. And the fact that we keep using it anyway, I don't know. We need a new
term.
We need a new set of terms to clearly explain. So if he's doing something like that, like that's kind of like the stand-up comics have the same thing. Jerry Seinfeld comes through, plays a couple dates a month. or every couple months. We need a term for that. We need the short term, they're playing every weekend for a month, Def Leppard at Hard Rock kind of thing. Mm-hmm. We need something for that. We need, now residency in itself, we can use that term, but it has to be for like Celine Dion, who's going to do 50 shows a year, 40 shows a year, whatever it is. So maybe I'll work on developing alternate terms this week, and then I'm sure that they'll catch on like wildfire.
Oh, yeah. All could right. You issue a press release explaining these terms?
Yes, I could, but I'm going to bury it under...
Paragraph 4.
Well, I want all the news about what a great year the podcast had to come first, and then... Mm-hmm. Yes, and also we've coined these new phrases. Speaking of coining phrases, I'm off the rails today. I thought of a relatively, I think, in my mind, good nickname for the new arena.
Yes.
Wondering what the nickname would be. And I've seen a couple of references where people have tried to refer to it as the T because it's T-Mobile Arena.
No.
It doesn't have the same, like the X for XL Arena here in St. Paul has kind of that ring because yeah. X sounds cool. T doesn't, just the T. Like, eh, what are we going to go have some sweet tea and Chris Hansen's going to be lurking in the corner? That doesn't sound good. So, you know, you got to play off the concept of this name, T-Mobile phone company. And then mm-hmm. the whole thing with MGM charging for everything. Let's all start calling it the payphone.
Huh? Uh-huh.
Guns N' Roses playing at the payphone. It's not going to catch on, but I like it.
We'll use it in our house.
And maybe on the podcast just to annoy people. Okay. Anyway, what are we talking about? Oh,
residency.
There's a new residency at Harrah's. It was announced a couple days ago that the Righteous Brothers will begin performing in the showroom on March 23rd. Shall we hear some Righteous Brothers in the background as we talk about this?
Sure.
Should I sing along if I feel inspired?
Yes.
No, that's not.
That's Michael McDonald.
It's more like Aaron Neville. Look at this face.
Oh, yes.
All right, so that's the Righteous Brothers. Righteous Brothers are a duo. Bill Medley and Bobby Hatfield. They're known for several hits. Unfortunately, Bobby Hatfield died in 2003. So it's kind of, it's the Righteous Brother and another guy is what it is.
I'm lip syncing to you, but nobody can hear that.
Really, you know, I vaguely know this song, but it's not as...
ubiquitous as their other two.
Yeah, so we'll just go right to... Everybody knows this one.
Never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips.
So the new guy's name is Bucky Hurd. He's replacing the deceased Bobby Hatfield. And most recently, he's been performing in Branson. And he also was a blues brother in one of the incarnations of Legends in Concert for a while. So, I don't know. I'm sure he's fine. I'm guessing he will make a suitable replacement. Since it would be weird to prop the dead guy up there, that wouldn't work.
That would be odd.
You're really into the song. Do you want to go see Bill Medley and Friend?
No. I'm good listening to the three songs that we have picked out.
Yeah. They have a three-month...
Do they throw in I've Had the Time of My Life in there? Does he make the other guy sing the Jennifer Warnes part?
And do they do the dance?
That's
a good question. I have a feeling that they... I bet they...
They probably just stick to Righteous Brothers stuff, right?
He's got
to
do that song.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know.
We'll see.
Because it's like the only hit he's had since 1967.
Pretty much. So he's going to milk that shit for all it's worth.
I would think so.
Yeah.
All right. And then, of course, get out your pottery wheels.
I was going to say, I need to go get my clay.
3-month deal, from what I understand. Wednesdays through Saturdays. Tickets are 48 and up. $48 and up through Ticketmaster.
Should we reenact the scene?
No. Let's not do that.
No.
Put it on. What are you doing with your hands?
I'm pretending to make clay pots.
It's not what it looks like to me. Oh my God. Okay. So if you're a fan of the Righteous Brothers, you can go see them at Harrah's for a few months.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't officially said it's a 3-month residency. I found that. Wow, you were on fire today. Found that that information elsewhere, so it may end up being more or less than 3 months, but that's the unofficial word. from the Bucky Hurd camp.
Does Bucky Hurd sound like a country singer or a porn star to you?
I'd go American Idol contestant because I'm thinking of Bucky.
Oh, that guy, yes.
Covington.
Bucky Covington.
How do I remember that name? Jeez. There's a lot of shit in my brain taking up space that could be used by much more valuable information. All right. That's the Righteous Brothers. Any other thoughts on them and their catalog of hits?
They're delicious.
Okay. Thank you, Bill Medley and friend. Finally, Life is Beautiful is returning to downtown Las Vegas. They announced dates this week, September 23rd through 25th. It's the big music festival they've had the last, I don't know, 3 or 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And they had some limited presale tickets available for $225. They sold out instantly.
Wow.
They will have a general on sale soon. They'll have a lineup announcement soon. This is going to be a crazy weekend in Las Vegas. It's the same weekend as the iHeartRadio Music Festival at MGM Grand Garden.
Did that happen last year also?
I don't know if they were the exact same time, but they were the same weekend, but they were within a week or so of each other for sure. So it may have been the same. So if you're a music fan, you know, the iHeart Music Festival is much more likely to be like your big pop hit makers, your Katy Perry's, your, I don't even know who else, but.
Your Taylor Swift's, your Justin Bieber's.
They'll be a little bit more diverse with the lineup at Life is Beautiful, most likely. They usually skew a little bit more toward the alterna rock, and then they'll have a couple retro acts in.
Yep.
So we'll see what they end up coming up with this year. They've had some good lineups the last couple of years. I'm curious to see what it is. People are so excited about it, they bought tickets without knowing who's going to be performing. So that's pretty typical with these festivals now. They sell the pre-sale tickets without having a lineup.
Except for Rock in Rio.
Well, they did, but it didn't work. And then people who did buy tickets were upset because the lineup wasn't what they thought it would be. So there you have it. That's an every other year thing. So we'll see if that comes back in 2017 as planned.
But Life is Beautiful is every year.
Yes, it has been.
As is iHeartRadio.
And that has been too. All righty. Let's talk about our friends at
Viator. Viator. It gives you more.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Who doesn't love a good theme park? Do you like a good theme park?
I do.
We don't really go to those very much.
It's
been a while.
I don't object, but no. It's not really something that's a destination for me.
They're good. They're good for families, especially. But you know, sometimes people go to them without children as well.
Mm-hmm.
There are a number of different. There are many, many different theme parks that you can partake in through Viator. They have passes and tours and tickets and all kinds of things for many, many theme parks around the world.
I'm more of a zoo gal.
Really?
We're in a city with a good zoo.
If there's a good zoo,
It has to be a good zoo, though. It can't just be like...
What differentiates a good zoo from a bad zoo?
I don't know. Like, San Diego Zoo is pretty great.
Yeah, I still have mixed feelings about zoos.
Yeah, yes.
I kind of like...
It depends on how the animals are treated and how much room they have to wander.
I like to see the animals, but then I'm like, well, I can feel kind of guilty about gawking at these animals who are held captive.
Right.
I don't know. They always seem so sad.
Yeah. Oh, when I went to the Dallas Zoo as a kid, and they had the tigers in these tiny, tiny cages, and it was just awful.
Oh, that's how the zoo that is now pretty decent near, up the street here used to be when I was a kid. It was like one building with just these horrible cages. Oh. It's better now, at least. Anyway,
but it's still constricting, I understand.
Anyway, we're not talking about zoos. We're talking about theme parks. And
One on the list is...
Some of them have zoo-like elements.
Yeah.
SeaWorld, for example, several locations of that. All the Disney theme parks, the Universal Studios, various locations. There's something I didn't even know existed called Ferrari World near Abu Dhabi, of all places.
Yeah.
There are multiple Legoland locations, Busch Gardens, Knott's Berry Farm, Six Flags, Wet n' Wild, all the theme parks that you are familiar with and many that you are not. If you're going to be... in a vacation destination that has a theme park, check out Viator. They've got great prices on tickets. They've got different packages available. They'll make your theme park vacation fun. So that's just one of the many things that Viator has. They've got adventures and attractions and tours and all kinds of great stuff. So they've been sponsoring the show for a long time. And if you are going to use Viator, please click through the link at 500bymidnight.com. Book it through that. We get a little extra credit point or two or three. And, you can check out all the information at Viator.com. They've got some great iOS and Android apps as well. As always, we love our friends at Viator.
Yay.
Okay. Phone calls. would you like to hear from some of our beloved listeners?
Sure.
And what about our not-so-beloved listeners? I don't think we have any not-so-beloved listeners on this list.
No.
I don't know that I would even... I don't know what I'm where I'm going with this. We love you all semi-equally.
500. It's Andy from Des Moines.
Andy.
Hey, Tim, you were right when you said that I was going to be back in Vegas, even though I said I wasn't last time.
Oh, yeah, remember that? Andy was all bummed out because he had, like, some shitty gambling.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, yeah, I think I'm done. I'm not going back to Vegas. And I said, yeah, you're going back.
Yeah.
Time will pass. The pain will sting a little less.
The heartache will ease.
You'll be back. And I'm happy to hear that he is. So let's hear what he's doing, shall we?
Yeah, I can't stay away. Hey, but this trip's free. My parents are paying for it.
Right on.
They're with me this time. So, hey, I get a free trip to Vegas. I'm not going to turn it down. Anyway, I'm in town for a week starting yesterday, Saturday the 23rd. And since my parents don't drink or gamble, so this is going to be much more touristy. We're going to do shows and attractions, like we're going to go to the Hoover Dam, and then we're going to go Neon Museum. We're going to see Olivia Newton-John in Love. Hey, but I'm already running good this trip. I got a free ticket to John Fogerty tonight, and it was a kick-ass show. He ran through all of his hits. His son is his second lead guitar player. It's a great show. This was unfortunately the last night of this run, but he did mention he was coming back later in the spring or summer. So
September.
If you're John Fogerty or CCR fan, it's at the Venetian, which was the old Phantom Theater, and they haven't done jack shit to remove any of the Phantom of the Opera decorations. The entire theater still looks like it could host Phantom tomorrow if they really wanted to. In fact, a chandelier is still high up in the ceiling. It's pretty funny. People are like, what's this theater, man? This is so awesome. Like, yeah, Phantom of the Opera was here for, you know, 5, 6, 7 years. So anyway, yeah, John Fogerty will be back later this year. It was a great show, like I said. Ran through all of his hits. It was pretty awesome. I also won $80 playing a little bit of poker down the strip, just to get my feet wet. I haven't played poker in 8 months since I left last June. So I'm having a pretty good day today. Yes, nothing wrong with coming back to Vegas and winning money and seeing a free show. So anyway, I'll call back with reviews of the shows I'm going to see. You know, we're seeing Olivia Newton-John in Love, like I said, and they've gotten good reviews, so I'm sure it'll be all right. But yeah, it's going to be a fun trip because I'm not going to gamble as much. So therefore, I'm not going to get frustrated. That's how it works, right? All right, guys. We'll talk to you later.
All right. Thanks for the report. You know, sometimes that is how it works. You have that crappy trip and you feel a little bit beaten down and you just have to take a different approach, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So there's nothing wrong with that. Open your doors to new experiences.
But for you, I think if you couldn't gamble, you'd get frustrated.
That's true. I like the ability to gamble.
Yeah.
But I can busy myself with other things if needed.
Mm-hmm.
Longer trips, I tend to try to not go too crazy on the gambling, but because, you know, you kill yourself on day one, so you have to spread it out. Different. Now, when we've gone for super short trips, like the SLS trip, which is like 48 hours.
Yeah.
Even though we had a lot to do then, so I don't think I gambled a ton then.
Mm-hmm.
But then I feel like, well, the small amount of time I have to gamble, I can hit it hard.
Uh-huh.
That's not necessarily good either.
No.
Playing higher limits than I should. Anyway. So yeah, it's like, you know, you have a bad trip, you adjust, you come back, you learn to love again. That's what it's all about. All right.
Do you think Selena learned to love again?
Oh, I don't know if I want to talk about Selena. I feel bad for her.
I do too. She has handled the whole thing with grace and dignity.
Yes, her husband died.
And, yes. Yeah.
And then her brother died too.
Yes.
Like the same week of the same thing, pretty much.
That poor woman.
Yeah, so that sucks.
So we're.
She's not
sending
listening.
Good thoughts to her, even though she's not listening.
Yeah. All right. Next up.
Hey, 500s. This is Jamie. I've been in Vegas since January 30th. I'm from Texas. I wanted to give a trip report. Stayed at the El Cortez Cabana Suites. Don't do it while the room is adequate. It's a long walk from pretty much everything. The price was right, and I'm here by myself, so that's why I stayed here. Went to DuPars the first day I got here Saturday just for a snack. Was going to have a shrimp cocktail. I was a little disappointed. I had to wait 10 minutes at the front of the restaurant. There was nobody there, and it was kind of dirty. The shrimp cocktail was fine, but it was a little bit dirty. The D was hopping Saturday night. That place is a place to be if you're downtown. They had a dancing girls, and the place was just packed and a lot of fun. Sigma Derby, really cool. It was fun. Took the bus down to the south end of the strip. Make sure you get the SDX. It's only $8. It only took about 25 minutes. It wasn't bad at all. You mentioned in your book the Pinball Hall of Fame, so I went there. It's actually not a bad place. There's a bunch of kids around, but if you're into old school games, they've got some from the 40s all the way up to some of the newer stuff. It's free to get in. You just pay quarters to play, and I believe that all that money goes to charity, what they don't need to keep it open. While I was down there by the Pinball Hall of Fame, the Crown and Acre Pub's down there. It's an English-style pub. I went there and ate lunch. I had fish and chips. It was not good. I didn't like it. The batter was too thick, and it tasted like they hadn't changed their oil in about 3 months. So I guess that may be a hit-and-miss proposition. I took Lyft from the Crown and Acre, which is over behind Thomas and Mack. First time I've ever used Lyft in Vegas. I waited about 5 minutes. It wasn't bad at all. Got a really nice driver. I believe her name was Joanna. She took me back right to my hotel. It was $12.29. Hey, that's the way to go in Vegas. It cost me $30 to go from the Paris to the El Cortez when I first got here in a cab. So use Lyft and Uber. I think you're going to really like it. And I'm going to give DuPars a shot at breakfast this morning. It's about 7:30 here in Vegas on a Monday morning, and we're going to go check it out, and I'll call later with another trip update. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for that call. Appreciate your thoughts on things. Yeah, people are pretty happy with the rate drop they're seeing via Uber and Lyft transportation. Actually, you know what? Let's jump ahead, and since we're on that theme, let's take this call.
Tim and Michelle. Good afternoon, Matt Eel from Detroit. Just wanted to give a little bit of info as a point of comparison. We're in Vegas right now, staying at the Treasure Island, and we went downtown. We took a cab there from Treasure Island to downtown, and we took an Uber car back. Granted, we got stuck in some traffic on the way there in the cab, but with tip, the trip was $28.50, and the Uber car on the way back was $11.89. So it's worth it to sign up for Uber if you haven't done so. All right. Love the show. Bye.
There you go. So, yeah, it's becoming a very popular option for getting around in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. I'm happy that...
I like competition.
I'm happy that we've got that, and much-needed competition.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. Next up.
Hey, Tim and Michelle. It's Chris from Apple Valley coming to you live from the Plaza downtown. Just having a great night down here. Had a nice trip. Just wanted to drop a line about a few things that we've done. One, we headed to Michael Jackson 1 at Mandalay Bay. Excellent show. I would say it's a little bit above, below Love, but it's a really good show, and I would recommend it to anyone that likes Michael Jackson music. Pretty good value, too. I had dinner at Tender at the Luxor. It was a good meal, I would say, with the My Vegas comp that we had. It was good. If I would have just paid without having the $75 credit, might have been below expectations, but still a pretty good meal and good service. Downtown tonight, we had a really good dinner at the Smash Pig. We were just, you know, kind of doing a craft cocktail tour down Fremont East. It has a good time, but when we were hungry, we were right by the Smash Pig. Had great fish and chips. My friend had a great bangers and mashed. They were really good service, good cocktails there. So I would recommend it to anybody that's looking for a little bite to eat at their drinking downtown. Really had a really good time so far here on Fremont Street. Watching the shows, went through almost every casino so far. I think we're going to try to take them all down. We still got to go to Main Street Station to complete the tour, also the downtown grand. But it's been a great night, and following through some of the bars on FremontStreetBars.com. Thank you, Tim. Helped us get through. Went to Vanguard. That was great. Going to kiss a downtown cocktail room a little bit later. And then, as I mentioned, Smash Pig. So, had a great time so far. Tomorrow night, we're going to go to Twist at Mandalay Bay. So, I'll either try to give you, I'm sorry, not at Mandalay Bay, at Mandarin Oriental. But I'll give you a call back for the review on that. or I'll put it on the Facebook page. But anyway, have a great time downtown. Thanks for doing the podcast. You guys rock. Kick ass.
All right. Thank you for that report. We appreciate it.
I want to try the smash pig.
Me too. Yeah, let's do that next time we're there.
Will you have the bangers and mash?
No. I'll probably have fish and chips or maybe something else from the menu I'm not familiar with. But yeah.
How do you feel about the name tender for a steakhouse?
I think we've discussed this. I'm not a fan of the word tender.
No.
I don't know why. There used to be a type of hot dog called tender bites.
Possibly.
Or something like that. For some reason, I think there were, even that bothers me. Like, mm-hmm. I don't want to bite into that. I don't know why that word bothers me. It's very odd. No, not a fan of tender. Thanks for bringing it up, though.
Or moist.
You don't see a lot of, that would be like a more, that'd be a nightclub name in Vegas. Bad nightclub name, but.
The new nightclub at Casino Royale, Moist.
Yuck. That's the worst idea ever. All right. Moving on. Let's check in with Andy again.
500. It's Andy from Des Moines. I'm in Vegas and enjoying a little trip here in the wintertime. It's nice and warm out here, though. It's in the 60s. It's really nice to get away from the upper Midwest, as you guys know. And let's see here. Doing some touristy things this trip, so let's run these down. Went to Tacos El Gordo on Sunday. It was on the strip, the newly reopened strip location. And from what I recall, it's a lot brighter than it used to be. They brightened it up or cleaned it up, or maybe it's fewer people there or something like that. Anyway, so it's good to see them up and running. I had my usual carne asada tacos, and it was delicious. So it's good to see them up and running again. Did the Neon Museum tour. It's fascinating for Vegas history buffs, for people like me. And they had new signs in, too. They got a Riviera sign, fully functional, too, so that's up and running. Nice to see that up there, even though it's not nice to see the Riviera closed. But, hey, the Riviera is all lit up, you know, because they're doing the Bourne filming on the Strip. So that was nice. I went to the Stratosphere observation deck. If I had a pair of binoculars, I would have been able to, you know, see a little bit better. We did it at night, so the valley was all lit up. It's kind of nice. So if you're, you know, it costs $30 to get up there, though, I think. 20. Say 20. let's see here. And we went to the Hoover Dam yesterday. And for engineering nerds like me, that was fascinating to see how it's how it all went together. And the tour inside the dam is fascinating because they still have all the inspection tunnels are there, including a 5-foot tall tunnel to the vent you see on the face of the dam. So, yeah, you're actually inside the dam. Do that in the wintertime, by the way, because in the summertime it turns into 130 to 150 degree hairdryer, according to the tour guide. So that's something you definitely want to do in the winter. Let's see, what else is going on? Oh, and then tonight we ate at Le Burger Brasserie. They have completely changed their menu at Le Burger Brasserie. All my favorites, most of my favorites are gone. In fact, yeah, everything I used to get on the menu is gone. And in its place are some, you know, new items. I missed my lamb burger. They had a lamb burger listed, but it was completely different from what I remember, so I decided not to order it. I just had a Paris burger, which was delicious in its own right. But yeah, if you're looking for the lamb burger, it's changed. So is the onion rings. You can't get plain onion rings anymore. They're now encrusted with stuff on them, but it was still good. The Eiffel Tower of onion rings, they don't have those anymore. But hey, the service was excellent. It was fast. It was attentive. It was a good meal, and I stuffed myself full of food. I'm not ashamed to admit it. And then tonight's show, we saw Olivia Newton-John, and she is as beautiful as I remember, and her voice is just perfect. She can hit all the notes. It's wonderful to see her in concert. She ran through all of her hits, an hour and a half of music of Olivia Newton-John. Yeah, even if you're a peripheral fan, and I'm a fan, I can blame my mother for this. The day she brought home the physical album, and I was a young man, and I saw that, and I'm like, oh, who's this? So I've been a fan ever since, what was that, 34 years ago? Jeez, I'm old.
All right. Thanks for the call, Andy.
Can you relate to his story?
No. Olivia, well, I mean, yeah, I understand, but yeah, Olivia sounds great. We will echo that. We enjoyed her show very much.
Yes.
All right. Thanks for that report. Sorry that your favorite foods at Le Burger Brasserie at Paris are gone. Yeah, that'll happen. They'll change up the menu once in a while. Mm-hmm. Maybe the new stuff is good. Sounds like you had a good meal there anyway, right? All right, next up.
From Orange County, California, a longtime listener, called a few times. And on the last couple of episodes, you've talked about whether or not people care about a resort casino being green or having green initiatives, sustainably sourced foods and things like that. There are some of us who do care. For example, I go to a local Indian casino, which happens to be a Harrah's, part of the Caesars company, and they get 50% of their power and recycle a good portion of their water right there on property, and I really like that. It is something that I think that they do better than others. I wish they would do more of that in Vegas because they've got enough damn sunshine. Put some solar panels on top of your parking garages and put some solar panels on top of your buildings, and I don't know why they don't do more of that. So, yeah, in Vegas, I think they're posing. They're not really being very green because they're not really doing much. But some of their other properties, they really are. And I do like that, and I look for it. And it makes me feel like I can go gamble and drink there and have my fun, and I'm having a little bit less impact on the environment than I would if I did it somewhere else. The sustainable food thing, yeah, I don't know. I kind of like that, but I don't look for it as much as I would, recycled water and green energy and stuff, because I can't go see where that food really came from, whereas I can see the solar panels out back. I know they're really doing it. I can see their water filtration plant right there on the property. They even offer tours. So I know it's really happening. But the sustainable food thing, yeah, if I can't see it, it's harder to believe whether or not how true it is and all that crap. So I kind of get that one. But anyway, some of us do care. And again, love the show, longtime listener. Thanks a lot, and keep up the great work.
All right, thanks for the call, Brian. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
My question, a hypothetical question. Mm-hmm. Does he care enough where he would spend more money to stay in a place because they had that? I don't think most people would.
Some people would.
Some might. Maybe Brian would. Yeah. I mean, it's fine. I don't have a problem with them doing it. I don't think, damn you, trying to do good things for the environment. I just don't think it makes a huge difference in the overall scheme of how you decide where you're going to go or stay or.
For most people.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, I appreciate that perspective. Thank you for sharing that with us.
Would you like a Tender Bites update?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay.
I was wondering what you were researching there.
Yeah. Tender Bites are both beef jerky snacks and cat treats.
Okay. That's not what I remember. Thanks for checking on that, though. Mm-hmm. I won't be having either of those.
I don't know if they're like the same manufacturer and just packaged differently for different audiences.
It's conceivable that the jerky is just like the old Tender Bite hot dogs that didn't sell. They've been hanging out in the storeroom somewhere for a long time. They're like, let's just repackage this jerky and make some money off of this.
Maybe it's Tender Bits.
I don't know. Okay. Thanks for checking on that for me. You're welcome. I appreciate the closure.
Does this look familiar?
I can't see that far. Okay.
There are cans of Tender Bits.
No, it would, nothing I had, no.
Can be breaded and fried for an easy vegetarian entree.
Is that the cat food?
No, this is Tender Bits, not Bites.
Oh, okay. Let's move along.
Okay.
Hey, 500s. This is Jamie from Texas again. Just wanted to finish up my trip report. Also wanted to say that I've only been listening for about a month. I found y'all on iTunes just by doing a search for, I can't remember if it was Vegas podcast or gambling podcast. I listened to about 40 episodes over the last month. I can listen at work, and it makes it pretty easy. You and you guys and the guys from You Can Bet on That, I've been listening to. Went to DuPar's for breakfast yesterday morning. It was a little better. The service still seemed kind of slow. I didn't have pancakes, but it was the eggs and everything were pretty good. This time gambling, I just got slaughtered. So everywhere downtown and on the strip pretty much just raped me. And I did play $5 blackjack at the El Cortez and managed to turn 75 into 200 and some change, I guess, so that I'm not completely broke on the way home. I went to the Paris Buffet. It was good. The service there seems kind of slow also. I was with some friends who are Diamond members. We did get to go to the front of the line, though. It was very very early in the evening. There was no line, but they treated us very well. Just seemed like we were there by ourselves. The server was never around. After dinner, they also treated me to the Diamond Lounge, which is kind of nice. And then we gambled just a little bit there and a little bit at Bally's, and I still got killed. We're going to be coming back in June for my son's wedding, and we're going to be staying. They're actually going to have a wraparound terrace suite at the Cosmo, and my wife and I will be staying there also, probably not in a suite, but I'm looking forward to it based on y'all's recommendation. And y'all keep up the good work. I love listening. We'll talk to y'all later.
All right. Thanks for the calls, Jamie. We appreciate it.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, the whole buffet serving thing, it seems like I've had both experiences. I've had obviously good service and bad service, but sometimes it's that thing where they bring out, you can tell that you're not going to see them often when they bring out your soda and it's in like just a giant cup. Mm-hmm. That's like the first signal that, yeah, we'll be seeing her once to clear the table and that's it. But yeah, sometimes, you know, if you're there with a group of people, suddenly you have a stack of like, you know, I was going to say like 40 plates, but that might be exaggerating things a little bit. Yeah. I don't know. Still, I don't know where I'm going with this.
Okay. So sometimes when I'm listening to the phone calls, I'm listening, but I'm also having a separate conversation in my head.
About tender bites?
Tender bits now.
And tender bits.
And it surprises me the tender bits are vegetarian.
Yeah, that is, well, I don't know what's surprising anymore.
I'm just obsessed with tender bits now.
Tender bits sounds like a reason to see the doctor.
Yes.
I don't like this at all. Let's not dwell on
this. I'm done with this. I just had to get that out there.
All right. Back to Chris from Apple Valley.
Hey, Tim and Michelle, Chris from Apple Valley. I called a little while ago, or about a week and a half ago, drunk from the plaza. Yeah, I was absolutely hammered. You probably could tell that by the call. I have no idea what I said other than that we had mentioned we were going to go to Twist at Mandarin Oriental. We ended up not doing that due to the excess fun that we had that night downtown, but I just wanted to follow up and say
we've said it before, we'll say it again, all plans in Las Vegas are tentative.
Yes.
If you're having too much fun, you can never have too much fun. If you're having a lot of fun somewhere, sometimes you just gotta skip other plans, right? Mm-hmm. We've done it. That's the beauty of Vegas. Just go with what feels good, right?
Mm-hmm. We did not go there, but we sure had a hell of a time, especially at the plaza. I don't know why I always end up having fun there, despite its dinginess. One quick note, instead of Twist, we did end up going to Tom's Urban at New York, and really not much to say other than it was pretty much meh. Not great service. The food was okay, but nothing special. Anyway, I just wanted to give you that quick follow-up. I have no idea what I said in my previous call, so if I missed something, I'll call back some other time. All right, love you guys. Bye.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you for that. And we love you too, Chris. All right. Finally, let's wrap up the call segment with this.
Hey, Tim and Michelle. This is David from Vegas. Michelle, I am actively looking for some nice comped spa packages for you on the day after the main event for because I have officially declared jihad on Tim's liver. It's going down when you guys come into town, and I look forward to seeing you guys, and we will see you soon.
I don't know how to feel about that. David is an employee of the D, which will be hosting our event in April and in October. And,
I like my end of the deal.
Well, I like the idea that someone is, well, I don't like the idea. It's such a violent imagery. I like that, you know, I'm going to be welcomed with alcohol, but declaring war on my liver, that I'm a little nervous. This feud started on started on Twitter, and we ended up having a direct message conversation, David and I, and I kind of threatened him back and it didn't work. I'm glad that I have a couple months to figure out how to deal with this, but all right, we'll see how it goes. Thank you for thinking of us. We look forward to seeing you regardless of your plans to violently assault my organs. Wait a minute.
Wait.
I don't know that that's a whole different thing. All right. Anyway, thanks for all the calls. We appreciate it. We always love to hear from our listeners, whether you're declaring jihad on my liver or not. We already covered the Facebook post of the week, so let's move on to our Amazon listener purchase of the week. I had a tough decision this week. There were a lot of interesting things. There was a broad spectrum of purchases this week.
Yes, there was.
Somebody bought a bunch of like religiously based Jesus-y MP3s, and then like two items below, somebody else bought, presumably somebody else, maybe not, bought an inflatable butt plug. So I ended up splitting the difference and going with the that was a bad segue. My Town Children's Playmat carpet for $35. When I see toys on there, I'm like, oh, that's cool. When I was a kid, I wish I would have had that. I mean, I had plenty of toys and stuff too, but this is like one of those, like, it's a carpeting with like roads and buildings and stuff, so you can drive your cars on it. So I'm like, that's cool. That's cool. Yeah.
I remember when I was a kid, a friend of mine her entire basement had this carpet that had like hopscotch built into it. Ooh. And all these other patterns and stuff. Nice. And I always thought that was the coolest playroom ever.
That's awesome. I had is hopscotch the one where it's like 2-1?
Yeah,
two.
Yeah.
I had a rug that had that on. Mm-hmm. Is that more of a girl's thing though? Why would I have that?
I don't know.
I don't know. I was sexually confused when I was a child. Kind of like now. Oh, this is great. Okay. Thank you to everybody who's been using our Amazon link. If you're going to buy something on Amazon, click through the link at 500bymidnight.com. Before you add stuff to your cart, we get a small credit from Amazon for that and help support the show. You don't have to spend anything extra, and we love you for it. All right. PayPal donations. We have a bunch of Karma donations to thank people for. We have a monthly recurring donation from Ryan. Thank you very much for your ongoing support. Dalen with a Karma donation for a Super Bowl trip, presumably happening right now since the Super Bowl is today.
Mm-hmm. I hope so.
He said we helped him get through the last 18 months where he did not have a trip.
Oh, that's a long time.
Happy that we could help.
Yes.
I love that people use the show to help them deal with the gap between Vegas trips. That's cool.
And sometimes people just use the show to prepare. Like they'll skip it for a while and then they'll
binge. That's cool too. Whatever works for you. However, we can help make your Vegas experience better.
However you listen. Thank you.
Greg and Michelle from Buffalo. I believe they are Vimfers, correct?
I think so. Yes, yes.
Perhaps participants in the hot dog competition?
Mm-hmm.
I think so.
And I think they might have won a prize.
Yep. 10 days out. Another trip already already planned for April. I'm having a hard time reading today. I need to have my eyes checked. Have I mentioned that?
Uh-oh.
I know. I think I might need bifocals. Anyway.
Oh, welcome to the club.
Another trip already planned for April for wife's cancer registrar convention. Oh, that sounds like a good time. Which starts the Saturday after. Bzzzt. Oh, that's too bad. Oh. You're going to miss it. He also recommended that we check out a band called Beach Slang for our other podcast, Dyslexic Heart, because it might be up our alley. So we'll have to give that a listen.
All right.
Thanks for the recommendation. Yes. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
You're in charge of remembering that because people always recommend stuff to me and then I forget.
Okay.
But it's here on paper and it's in front of you. And
all right.
So after the show, let's see if we like that.
I'll fire up Spotify and we'll listen.
All right. Kim and Eric with a Karma donation. They were flying out the next day and they enjoyed reading the book to prepare.
Oh, awesome.
I do have a book. It's called The Outsider's Guide to Las Vegas. I remembered the name.
Hooray.
Yay. If you're interested in reading my book about Las Vegas.
Listening to it.
Or listening. It's available in audiobook form as well. Thank you for that. For that mention, because I sometimes forget. You can get all the details and links to the places you can buy it at LasVegasOutsidersBook.com.
If you would like to read it quietly to yourself, or would you like the dulcet tones of our narrator to read it for you?
That's true. I'm selling signed copies through my website, but you can buy it through Amazon, or the ebook is available through a bunch of different places, and Audible and iTunes have the audiobook, so... All right. Thank you. I'm glad you like that. Marianne with Karma donation, another Super Bowl weekend trip.
Yay.
Yep. And half the Karma donation was for us and half was for the Broncos. Ooh. That's going to be a tough order, I think.
I just hope it's a good game.
If I had to predict, I would guess that it's going to be a blowout, unfortunately.
Mm.
I don't care either way who wins, but unfortunately for Marianne, who wants to see the Broncos win, I fear that's not likely.
Yeah.
For her sake. Oh. I have no Broncos in this race.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yeah. All right.
Well, I hope gambling works out for you either way.
Yep. Glenn from Houston, Karma donation for a boys' trip at the end of February, hoping for an epic trip of four guys that haven't collectively hung out since college a couple decades ago. and hoping we don't need bail money.
Thanks,
Glenn.
Have
a great time. That's really cool.
The opening clip might apply to them then.
It might. All right. Thank you so much to everybody for the support, whether it's through the Amazon link or PayPal donations or spreading the word about the podcast and the book. We do appreciate all the support. You guys are awesome. All right. So with that, I guess we can wrap things up.
Will you be my Valentine next week?
No, but I will be your Valentine.
Okay.
I love when people mispronounce Valentine's as Valentine's.
Good Valentine's.
Yes. All right, 500bymidnight.com is the website. 500@gmail.com is the email address. 500 and Anita Martini are the Twitter accounts. 702-866-9494. That is the voicemail line. Call it anytime, day or night, drunk or sober, happy or angry. Mainly happy.
Mainly happy.
We love to hear from you. And yeah, thanks for listening, emailing, commenting, and calling on behalf of our boxers and ourselves. Have a great week. Enjoy the Super Bowl, and we'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.